大家平安。
Thank God and peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我们一起来守安息日。
Thanks to the grace of the Lord, we can come here and observe Sabbath.
来纪念神的创造跟赏赐。
So we can remember His creation and His blessings.
因为我们所有一切万物啊，都是神束缚给我们的。
Because we know everything is given to us by God.
他又把我们从罪当中啊救赎出来。
And He also saved us from sin.
让我们能够享受他的恩典，还有天国永生的盼望。
So we can enjoy His blessings and enjoy the hope of
heaven
kingdom. 所以我们要
借着安息日啊，来感恩神的创造跟救赎的恩典。
So through Sabbath, we want to remember God's creation and His salvation.
另外一方面，借着安息日啊，就是要来学习神的道。
And also another thing we do on Sabbath is to learn the word of God.
因为神的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Because His word is the lamp to our feet and the light to our path.
要做我们生活行为信仰的标准。
And His word should be our standard in our life.
所以保罗说啊，从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的。
That's why Paul said that.The Bible that was written from before was to teach us.
让我们可以从圣经的教训来得到安慰跟鼓励。
So through these teaching, we can receive comfort and encouragement.
也借着圣经的话，让我们走在正确的道路上面。
And through the word from the Bible, we can also walk on the correct
path. 所以我们要常常把神的话存在我们的心里面。
So that's why we need to put the word of God in our heart often.
然后照着去遵行，我们就能够在所行的事上来得到福气。
And we walk according to the word from the Lord, and we'll receive blessings.
今天早上来看《哥林多前书》第十章。
And this morning, let's look at 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
这里讲到以色列百姓过去的失败，要做。我们的见证。
Here, chapter 10 talks about the failure of the Israelites should be our warnings.
我们看第十章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 1.
哥林多前书十章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1.
说弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下。都从海中经过。第二节
，verse two，
都在海云里海里受洗归了摩西。第三节
，verse three，
并且都吃了一样的零食。第四节
，verse four，
也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是足以随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。第五节
，verse five。
但他们中间啊，多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。跳过来看十一节。
Let's jump to verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
他们遭遇这些事，都要作为见证，并且写在圣经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。保罗把这个以色列民在旷野的失败把它列出来。
Here, Paul lists out the failures that the Israelites encountered in the wilderness.
说他们的失败对我们来讲是一个很重要的提醒跟警戒。
And he said that their failures should be examples of warning examples for us.
这些人都是摩西把他们从埃及把他们带出来的。
And all these people were carried out from Egypt by Moses.
说经过了红海在海里，在云里受洗归了摩西。
And they went to the Red Sea, and they were baptized in the cloud and in the sea.
然后他们每天神从天上降玛拿给他们吃。
And every day God sent manna from heaven.
他们吃了属灵的食物。
And they ate the spiritual food.
又从磐石流出水给他们喝。
Also from the rock flows waters.
他说这个磐石就是随着他们的灵磐石就是基督。
And here it says that their spiritual rock is Jesus Christ.
所以他们过红海有耶稣基督亲自带领他们行旷野的道路。
So when they were passing the Red Sea and when they were walking in the wilderness, Jesus was leading the way.
他们领受了属灵的食物。
And they have received the spiritual
food. 他们喝了属灵的活水。
They drank spiritual water.
当然很可惜说,他们中间一大半都是神不喜悦的人。
But unfortunately, half of them were not pleased.
说来很多人都在旷野当中葡萄了。
Therefore, many of them fell in the wilderness.
说这些都要做我们的见证。 And
Paul here says that all these should be our warning examples.
我们从以色列失败的历史当中看到。
So from their failures,
当他们出埃及以后，被数点的兵丁有60几万人。
After they exit from Egypt, there are about 60 some soldiers among them.
都是20岁以上能够征战的。
And all these people who are 20 years old and above, and who can fight in
battle. 经过了40年的旷野生活。
And after 40 years in the wilderness,
等到要进到迦南的时候，重新再数点一次。
And when they are about to enter the land of Canaan, then they were counted again.
本来第一次数点的二十岁以上的兵丁当中，只有两个人，就是耶稣亚跟加勒，他们进到埃及地。
And after when they counted the second time, only two people from among the 60 some 20 years plus and above people were able to enter the land of Canaan.
当然，利未人不在内。
Of course, this does not include the Levites.
另外，其他都是20岁以下在旷野长大的人。
And others were who were under 20 who grew up in the wilderness.
所以说，他们要进到迦南地，要经过很多很多的考验。
So before they entered the land of Canaan, they had to go through many trials.
当然很多人都在这个考验当中失败了。
And many of them fell during these trials.
说这些就是做我们的警戒。
And Paul said, these should be our warning examples.
所以保罗说，我们要谨慎战兢，来完成得救的功夫。
That's why Paul said we need to be vigilant and constantly vigilant and finish our work for salvation.
一个人如果没有办法得救进神的国，
If a person cannot receive salvation and enter God's kingdom,
他不论在世上有多大的成就，最后都是归零。
No matter how much accomplishment he has in the world, it's zero.
耶稣说，你就是赚了全世界。 但是你属灵的生命没有了，你还有什么意义呢？
Jesus said that what does it do for you when you have won the world and lost your salvation?
世界只是暂时的。
The world is temporary.
将来在天国里面，那才是永恒的。
And whatever is in the kingdom of heaven is eternal.
但是要进到神的国，必须要经过很多的艰难，经过很多的考验。
However, before we can enter the kingdom of heaven, we need to went through many trials and
tribulations. 好像以色列人，他们一定要经过旷野40年的操练。 才能够进到牛奶与蜜的迦南地一样。
Just like the Israelites, they have went through 40 years of trials in the wilderness, then they can enter the land of milk and honey.
所以以色列民在旷野的路程，就是我们今天要走天国的道路的一种渐进。So
today, how Israelites walk the wilderness is symbolize how we should walk our path to heavenly kingdom.
这里谈到以色列民。 他们在旷野失败的五个很重要的因素。
And here chapter 10 talks about five critical key points that the reason Israelites failed.
其实这也是今天神的选民常常会失败的原因。
And these failures are also the same mistake we make today.
我们看10章第6节。
Let's look at chapter 10 verse 6.
哥林多前书10章第6节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6.
说这些事都是做我们的见证，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋的。这里讲到以色列民第一样失败的原因，就是贪恋恶事。
Here you talk about the first reason that Israel fell is lust after evil things.
这个主要就是记载民数记的11章。And
this is recorded in Numbers.
民数记11章。
Recorded in Numbers 11.
以色列人在旷野的时候，他们向摩西，向神发怨言。
When the Israelites were in the wilderness, they complained to God through Moses.
因为他们觉得说，他们在回忆在埃及地啊种种的好处。
Because they remember all the benefits they were getting in Egypt.
虽然在旷野当中啊，神降食物给他们吃，降水，哎，这个水给他们喝啊，但是他们没有办法得到满足。
Even though God provided them food and water in the wilderness, but they were not satisfied.
所以我们看民数记十一章第四节。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 11, verse 4.
民数记十一章第四节。
Numbers 11, verse 4.
他们中间的闲杂人呐，大起贪欲之心。以色列人又哭嚎说：“谁给我们肉吃呢？”第五节。
Verse 5.
我们记得在埃及的时候不花钱就吃鱼，也记得有黄瓜、西瓜，韭菜、葱蒜。第六节。
Verse 6.
现在我们的心血孤干呐，除了这玛拿以外。 在我们眼前啊，并没有别的东西。第七节。Verse
7.
啊，这个玛拿仿佛啊盐水子，又好像珍珠。第八节。Verse
8.
百姓周围行走，把玛拿收起来，或用磨推，或用臼捣，煮在锅中，又做成饼，滋味好像新油。 夜间啊，露水降在营中，玛拿也随着降下来。没想到他们在旷野当中啊，本来都没有东西可以吃。Here
talks about how originally they had nothing to eat in the wilderness.
那神就天天呐，把玛拿降给他们。
That's why God provide them with manna every day.
按说这个玛拿好像那个掺蜜的薄饼。
And here it talks about the manna is like a waffle with honey.
看起来好像盐水子啊，小小的一个籽粒啊，但是啊，吃起来好像新油。
Even though it looks like a little seed, but it tastes like new oil.
啊，你要怎么吃都可以吃。
And you can cook it however
可以生吃, you want. 可以做饼，啊，可以煮来吃。
You can eat it raw, you can make a cookie out of it, or you can cook it.
啊，他们吃了麻辣以后啊，他们觉得不满足。
However, after they eaten the manna, they were not satisfied.
所以他们说我们要出肉。
Therefore, they say we want to eat meat.
我们在埃及的时候，我们要出什么都有什么。
They say that when we were in Egypt, whatever we wanted, we had.
所以摩西，你把我们带到旷野啊，你要让我们吃什么呢？
So they say to Moses, "So you brought us to the wilderness. What do you want us to eat?"
所以一开始啊，是当中的一些闲杂人呐，开始不满。
Here is verse 4 say, in the beginning it was some mixed multitudes who were among them.
然后影响到以色列所有的会众。
And these people infected the Israelites.
所以人人都在他们的帐篷门口，在那边哀叫哭嚎。
So everyone ended up complaining to Moses in front of the tent.
这个闲杂人就是跟着以色列人出埃及的一些非犹太人。
And these mixed multitudes were people that followed the Israelites, went out of Egypt, who were not Israelites.
有的是跟他们下埃及的一些外族人。
Some people were Gentiles that followed them.
也有的是在埃及跟他们一起出埃及的外族人。
And some of them were the people that followed them in the wilderness.
这些人因为他们没有真正纯正的信仰。
Because these people now do not have true faith.
啊，对真神啊，没有真正的信心跟依靠。
They do not have the reliance that Israelites had for God.
啊，所以他们就起了贪欲啊，常常讲一些没有信心的话，结果影响到以色列的全会众。
So they yielded to their intense cravings and start saying things that without faith and affected the Israelites.
所以全体的以色列人啊，整个啊。 就对摩西发怨言了。So
the whole children of Israelites started complaining to Moses.
后来摩西就很烦恼，他就向神说。So
Moses became troubled and said to God.
说神啊，你怎么苦待我，把这么重担放在我身上？And
Moses said to the Lord, Why have you afflicted your servant? Why have
这些以色列人啊，也不是我怀的胎所生的儿女。
And these Israelites are not my children.
你叫我把他们抱在怀中。
And you ask me to nourish them.
哎，好像父亲啊，在奶孩子一样啊。
Just like a father nursing his own child.
他说这个重担啊，实在太大了。
And Moses said that this burden is too great for me.
啊，我要从哪里呀？啊，找肉来给这么多的人吃呢
？Where should I find meat for all these people?
后来神就对摩西说：“我会赐肉给他们吃。”
Then God said to Moses, "Do not worry, I will provide meat for them."
啊，不是一天两天。
And this is not for one day or two days.
而是要让他们吃一个月呀、啊，整整一个月。
And I will allow them to eat meat for one entire month.
啊，吃到他们呢、啊，都觉得肉太多了，很厌烦。
I will allow them to eat so much meat that they will become tired of it.
啊，摩西对神说啊，神啊，这百姓有六十万呢，光兵丁就有六十万呢。
And Moses said to the Lord, just the soldier alone, there are 600,000.
你就是把海里的鱼啊，通通聚集过来。
Even if you bring out all the fishes in the sea,
啊，把那个牛羊啊，通通抓来宰杀给他们吃啊，还都不够他们吃啊。
And even if you bring all the cow you can find and kill them for them, it would be not enough.
你哪里从这旷野当中啊拿肉来给他们吃呢
？So where would you actually find meat in the wilderness for them?
神说啊，你以为神的膀臂缩短了吗
？And God said to Moses, "Has the Lord's arm been shortened?"
你看看神的话语应验不应验
God said to Moses, "Just wait and see if the Lord's word will be filled."
我们看民数记的十一章三十一节。
So let's turn to look at verse numbers 11:31.
民数记十一章三十一节。
Numbers 11 verse 31.
说有风啊，从神那里刮起，把鹌鹑由海面刮来。挥散在营边和营的四围，这边也有一天的路程，那边也有一天的路程，离地面呢、啊、也有两种。三十二节
，32，
百姓就起来啊，中日中夜，并次日一整天呐、啊，补起鹌鹑，至少的也取了十克梅尔。为自己摆列在营的四围，结果神后来就刮起大风。
So here says that the Lord allowed a wind to go out，
把很多的鹌鹑啊都刮来了
，and brought much quail。
他说以色列百姓就看到哇，好多的鸟啊啊，说东西边啊都能够走一里一天的路程的那个。啊，长度宽度啦。
And there are so much quail that's brought by the wind, they can walk a mile long and still find quail.
从地上啊，看起来两肘高啊，全部满满都是鹌鹑。
And from the ground level, the quail are as high as 2 cubits.
他说以色列人啊，看到这么多鹌鹑啊，白天晚上啊，整天啊，就是在那边抓鹌鹑。
And since they saw so much quails, all they do all day long is catching the quails.
啊，这个至少的说取了十个赫梅尔。
And here it says that the people who gather at least 10 homers.
啊，这个到底有多少
？And how much is that?
他们一天的饭量啊，就是一罐的玛拿，叫做一俄梅尔。
Their one day supply of food is called 1 homers.
啊，这个一个赫梅尔啊，就是等于100个俄梅尔，这是他们计算的单位了哈。一个赫梅尔啊，就是100倍的俄梅尔。也就是说，他们每天呐、啊、所得到的那个鹌鹑的量，至少是他们1000天的分量。
So here it says how much they gather every day is 1,000 times of what they need in previously when they were eating manna.
1,000天的食量。
So they gather at least 1,000 days of
food. 这是最少的。
And this is the least
amount of scattered. 所以神给他们食物。
So God provided them with food.
啊，但是他们就贪得无厌。
But they became greedy.
日夜一直捕杀这个鹌鹑。
And they try to catch the quail day and night.
啊，结果后来啊，说他们那个肉啊还在牙缝当中啊，神就发怒来击杀他们。
So he says when the meat was still between their teeth, God struck them.
11章33节。
And this is recording chapter
11章33节。若在他们牙齿之间，尚未嚼烂，神的怒气就向他们发作，用最重的灾殃击杀了他们。34节。34。那地方便叫做基伯罗哈他王，就是贪欲的人的坟墓，因为他们在那里葬埋了那些。 起贪欲之心的人，哦，这里讲到说啊，他们因为太贪心了，啊，所以后来被神击杀，很多人得到瘟疫就死掉了。Here
it says that because of their greediness, many of them were struck by the Lord through plague.
啊，当然，圣经里面没有详细记载那个经过。
Of course, the Bible did not detailly recorded the.
为什么神给他们食物？ 后来他们吃了，神又击杀他们。
Why did God give them food and then struck them down when they were eating the food?
当然有一些研究圣经的人啊，他们有不一样的了解，不一样的解释。
Many people who study the Bible had different understanding.
还有的人是说啊，他们呢，因为好久没有出肉了，所以抓起来啊，没有杀，啊，就连血就吃了。
And some people say that because they didn't eat meat for so long, once they had the catch, they didn't even let the blood out and they ate it. And of course, we know that God prohibited people from eating blood. Of course, this is not recorded in the Bible, and this is man's guess. Of course, we know that because they have some problems, that's why God struck them down.
我们来看诗篇106篇。
Let's look at Psalm 160.
诗篇106篇。
Psalm 106.
13节。
Verse 13.
诗篇106篇啊，13节。
Psalm 106, verse 13.
这个106篇啊，都是谈到以色列民啊，他们悖逆神的罪。
And Psalm 106 talk about the sin the Israelites commit against God.
106篇13节。
106 verse 3,
13. 说等不多时，他们就忘了他的作为，不仰望他的主教。14节。14。反倒在旷野大举一心呐，在荒地啊试探神。15节。15。他给他们所求的是。 他们所求的是给他们，这使他们的心灵软弱了。啊，这里讲到说啊，以色列人虽然一直要求，啊，神也答应了，啊，就把他们所要求的给他们。Here
you talk about how the Israelites continue the request from God, and then God giving them what they asked for.
啊，他们所求的虽然得到了，对他们并没有好处。
Even though they received what they asked for, but it wasn't beneficial to them.
因为他们的心灵却软弱了。
Because their heart, their soul became weak.
所以后来啊，主神的怒气啊，被击杀了。
Therefore, they caused God to be angry and they were killed.
而这个诗篇78篇啊，同样有这样的记载。
And the same thing is recorded in Psalm 78.
因为他们要求，那神满足他们。
Because of their request, God satisfied their need.
但是他们的意念啊，那个贪欲啊，没有得到满足。But
however, their greediness were not satisfied.
啊，他们啊，不晓得啊，依靠神，不晓得有感恩的生活。And
they did not know how to rely on God, and they did not know how to give thanks.
所以他们反而灵性软弱了，啊，结果后来在旷野就失败了。
Therefore, they became spiritually weak and they fell in the wilderness.
所以这个不是说我们在缺乏的时候，不能够向神要求。
This is not to say that when we are lacking, we cannot ask God for.
事实上，神是赏赐万物给人享用的神。
Because we know God is the God that gives things to people.
所以说，你可以向神啊求神把每天的食物来赐给我们。
Lord Jesus said that we can ask God to provide us with our daily food.
所以我们主要先求神的国、神的义啊， 我们这样的饮食啊，神也会赐给我们。
So as long as we seek His kingdom and righteousness first, He will provide us with our daily food.
所以，当你困难的时候，不是向人、向神埋怨、试探神，而是向神恳求，求神来施恩。
So when we're in trouble, we should not complain to God. We should rather instead ask for God's mercy.
因为神是祝福给人的神，神是全能的神。
Because we know God is a God that gives blessing to people.
所以你凡事都可以向神求。
Therefore, everything we can ask God for.
但是不是用一种试探埋怨的态度。
However, we should not have an attitude of testing God or complaining to God.
我们看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
腓立比书四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
所以应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。第七节。
Verse 7.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里面保守你们的心怀意念。所以我们可以一无挂虑的。
So therefore, this says here we should be anxious for nothing.
我们在缺乏当中，在困难当中，凡事都可以求告神。
And when we're lacking or when we're in need, we can ask God for.
但是一方面祈求啊，但是是要用感谢啊这样的态度。
However, it says here that when we make our request to God, it should be
made with thanksgiving. 神会垂听，神就乐意把我们需要的来赏赐给我们。
Then God will listen to our requests and grant us what we need.
所以主要就是以色列民对神的态度啊不正确。
So the main reason God struck them down is because their attitude was
wrong. 另外一个啊，就是因为他们贪欲啊，贪得无厌。
And another reason is because they were greedy beyond satisfaction.
神所赐给我们的，我们要以神的赏赐为满足啊，并且要能够向神感恩啊。
So whenever God gives things to us, we need to learn how to be satisfied and give thanks to God.
而且啊，在你付神祝福给你啊，在你富足的时候，你不要离弃神啊。
And so when God allows to become wealthy, we should not forsake God.
我们来看第二个哈，我们看回来哥林多前书第十章。
So let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章第七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7.
十章第七节。
Verse 7.
说也不要拜偶像，像他们有人拜的，如经上所记，百姓坐下吃喝起来玩耍。这里讲到我们第二个见解啊，就是不可以拜偶像。
And here it says the second one failures that we should not follow is become idolaters.
当然这个事迹是记在出埃及记的三十二章。
Of course, this is recorded in Exodus chapter 32.
因为摩西啊，神叫他到西乃山的山顶上去。
When God called Moses to the mountain,
神要指示他怎么样来建造会幕。
And God wanted to instruct Moses how to build the tabernacle.
还有一些啊，要以色列民遵守的律法。
And also some of the laws that the Israelites should follow.
所以摩西在山上啊，四十昼夜跟神面对面在讲话。
So Moses was on the mountain for 40 days talking to God face to face.
以色列人啊，在那边等了好久啊，摩西都没有下来。
And the Israelites were waiting for a long time, and Moses still did not return.
所以他们就要求亚伦说啊，那个摩西啊，不晓得发生了什么事情。
So they talked to Aaron, saying that we don't know what happened to Moses.
现在啊，没有人继续带领我们的路。
And since it seems there is no one leading our way.
那你不如啊，为我们造一个神像啊，来继续带领我们的路。
So why don't you build a statue for us that can guide us?
后来亚伦说好啊，把你们的金器银器通通拿来。
And Aaron said, sure, bring all your gold and silver and gold.
所以他们就在那个火炉当中啊，把这个金器银器把它融化掉了。
So they melt the gold and silver in the furnace.
后来就造出来一个金牛
，and molded a golden calf。
然后对他们说，这个就是啊，带领我们出埃及的以色列的神。
And they, he said to them, "This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt."
所以他们就很高兴，在那边吃喝玩耍啊，在那边祭拜这个金牛。
And so they were joyful, eating and drinking and playing and worshiping this golden calf.
刚刚在这个西乃山啊，神才向他们宣告诫命。
And just when God gave them the commandments on the mountain Sinai.
神说：“你们听到我对你们讲话，你们没有看到什么样的形象。”
And God said to them, "When I talk to you, you did not see any sign."
所以你们不可以用那个物主的东西啊，来造一个神，而来取代啊，作为你们的神。
And therefore, you cannot use material things to build a statue and replace God with it.
而且说啊，能够遵守我命令的，我就祝福。让他的祖孙呐、啊，直到千代。
And whoever obey my commands, he should be blessed, and his descendants, he should have thousands of generations of descendants.
假使不听我的命令啊，去造这些偶像的，我要追讨他的罪，直到他的祖孙呐、啊，三四代。
And whoever does not follow my commandment and pursue the idols, I shall pursue his sin for three or four generations.
神在西乃山呐、啊，刚好。宣布完这个十条诫命
，and just right after God has proclaimed the commandment，
然后摩西上到山顶啊，四十天
，and Moses went up to the mountain for 40 days。
结果以色列民他们就没有办法忍耐下去了，就开始造偶像、造金牛来拜了。
And as soon as that happened, the Israelites could not wait any longer. Therefore, they built a golden calf.
所以神就对摩西说、啊：“这个以色列人是应着景象的百姓。”
That's why God said to Moses, "These people are stiff-necked people."
他们这么快啊，就离开了我的诫命。
They departed from my commandment so fast.
所以我向他们发怒啊，要把他们全部灭绝掉。
Therefore, my wrath may burn against them.
我要让你的祖孙啊，能够成为大国。
And I will allow your descendants to become a great kingdom.
啊，那个时候摩西啊，跪在神的面前向神恳求。
And at that point, Moses pleaded with God.
说神啊，这是悖逆的百姓没有错。
He said to God that indeed these are rebellious people.
但是啊，他们是你辛辛苦苦把他们从埃及地带出来的。
But you are the one that brought them out of Egypt.
啊，你如果把他们灭在这个旷野当中的话
，And if you destroy them in the wilderness,
那埃及人他们会说，你看他们的神啊，有办法把他带出埃及。却没有办法把他们带进迦南地。
And then the Egyptian would say that their God can bring them out of Egypt, but was unable to bring them into the land of Canaan.
所以神啊，求你能够怜悯饶恕他们。
So Moses pleaded to God that he would forgive them.
啊，纪念啊，你向亚伯拉罕、以撒说、啊，你要让他们的祖孙啊，像天上的星，好像地面上的沙那一样。
And he asked God to remember what a promise he made to Abraham that his Their descendants should be like the star in the sky.
所以神听了摩西的哀求以后啊，说神就改变他的心意，说我不把他们灭掉了。
And after listening to Moses' plea, God changed his mind.
啊，摩西就从山上下来。
So Moses returned down from the mountain.
带着神给他的两块滑板。
And he brought with him the two tablets.
啊，因为摩西啊，看到以色列民实在太不听话了。啊、所以他就把两块瓦板就把它摔碎了。
And because Moses saw how rebellious the Israelites were, so he threw the two tablets on the floor.
告诉以色列人说：“你们啊，大大得罪神呐、啊。
”And you have made great transgression against God.
然后把他们所造的那个金牛，把它焚烧，磨成灰啊，啊，丢在水里面，叫他们去喝。
And therefore, they burned down the golden calf they made and ground it to powder and put it in the water and asked them to drink it.
而且那些拜金牛的人啊，啊，就这种非利士人把他们当中啊三千人就把他杀掉了。
And those people who worshipped the golden calf was killed by the Philistines.
所以才让神的愤怒啊啊消除掉。
And then only through that the God was made, they were made a peace with God.
啊，所以我们知道说啊，拜偶像啊，这是神所厌恶的。
And we know worshipping idol is something that God hates.
我们看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
14节.
Verse 14.
哥林多前书十章十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 14。
我所亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要逃避拜偶像的事情。跳过来看十九节。
Let's skip to verse 19。
十章十九节。我是怎么说的呢？只是说祭偶像之物算得什么呢？或者说偶像算得什么呢？二十节。
20.
我乃是说外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼，不是祭神。我不愿意你们与鬼相交。二十一节。
21.
你们不能喝主的杯，又喝鬼的杯，不能吃主的宴席，又吃鬼的宴席。二十二节。
Verse 22.
我们可做主的分量吗？我们比他还有能力吗？保罗在这里讲到说，我们要逃避一切拜偶像的事情。
Paul here says mentioned that we should flee from anything that's related to worshiping idols.
因为偶像是人把它造出来的。
Because idols were made by men.
有的是用金银来做的。
Some were made with through jewelry.
有的是用木头啊，啊或者是各样的石器来雕刻的。
And some were carved through with other materials.
有的是用纸画出来的。
Some were drawn on the paper.
但圣经里面说啊，我们不可以用所有属物主的东西啊，啊来雕刻神。
But the Bible tells us that we cannot use any material things to use them and
pray. 因为真神是非常的荣耀神圣的，因为他是灵。
And because God is holy and He's a spirit.
所以神不要我们用那个会朽坏的物主的东西啊，来期待荣耀的神。
That's why God doesn't want us to use corruptible material things to replace Him.
但是拜偶像是一般世人啊常常会犯的啊罪啊。
But worshiping idol is a mistake that most people often make.
我们看诗篇的一百一十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 115.
诗篇一百一十五篇。
Psalm 115.
第四节。
Verse 4.
一百一十五篇第四节。
Psalm 115 verse 4.
说他们的偶像是金的、银的，是人所所造的。第五节。
Verse 5.
有口却不能言，有眼却不能够看，有耳朵啊却不能够听，有鼻子没有办法闻。第七节。
Verse 7.
有手不能摸，有脚却不能走，有喉咙却不能够出声。第八节。
Verse 8.
照他的药和他一样，凡靠他的也要如此。这里讲到说啊，偶像其实算不得什么。
Here it talks about how the idols are nothing.
因为那是人所造出来的受造之物。
Because they are creation created by men.
我们所拜的神啊，他才是造物之主。
And the God we worship there, He's the creator of all things.
啊，这个偶像虽然你用很高贵的器皿来做。就是金银的，但是他也是没有办法讲话，没有办法行动。
Even though you can make the idols with expensive material like silver and gold, but they cannot speak.
所以他没有办法降灾，也没有办法束缚。
Therefore, they cannot give tribulation. They can or nor can give blessings.
但问题是，这个偶像啊，变成魔鬼迷惑人的工具。
However, we know that idol is a tool that the Satan used to confuse people.
要让人啊去拜偶像啊。啊、来离弃神。
He wants us to worship idols and forsake God.
啊，要借着偶像来夺取神的荣耀。
And through idols, he wants to steal the glory from God.
所以神说：“我绝对不会让我的荣耀被那个偶像夺去。”
That's why God said that my glory should not be stolen by the idols.
因为神是忌邪的神。
Because God is God that hates evil.
所以凡是拜偶像的啊，都会受到报应。
Therefore, everyone that worship idols should receive punishment.
所以保罗说啊，我们应当逃避拜偶像的事情。
That's why Paul said we should flee from things related to worshiping idols.
但你的三个朋友聚集在巴比伦地。
Daniel's three friends, they gather in the land of Babylon.
魔鬼曾经透过王啊, 要选民拜偶像。
And through the king, Satan wanted the people to worship the idol.
所以王就造了一个非常高大的金像。
That's why the king of Babylon built a huge golden statue.
都要拜偶像。
And command that everyone should worship the idol.
不拜的人就要立时把它丢在烈火的窑里面去。
And whoever does not worship the golden statue should be thrown into the fire furnace.
有的人看到说，但以理的三个朋友，他们不跪不拜。
And someone saw that the three friends of Daniel, they did not worship
idols.
So they reported this to the king.
说但以理的三个朋友啊，他们不拜王所造的像。
And he said that these three people does not bow down to the golden statue.
王说啊，你们真的不拜我造的像吗？
And the king asked them, "Were you really not bow down
to the statue?" 我现在给你们一个机会。
I'll give you a chance.
你们如果跪下去拜，我就原谅你们。
If you bow down to this statue at this very moment, I will forgive you.
你们如果不拜，我马上叫人把你们丢到烈火的窑里面去。
If you refuse, I will throw you into the fiery furnace immediately.
但是我们看到这个。 三个勇士啊，他们真的非常勇敢。
And we can see that these three brave soldiers, they were very brave.
他说王啊，我们不必回答你。
They say to the king, "King, we should not answer. We do not
need to answer." 我们的神啊，会把我们从烈火的窑中救出来。
Our God shall save us from the fiery furnace.
就是我们的神没有救我们。
Even if our God does not save us,
我们被活活烧死。
We rather be burned alive.
我们都不可能拜你的金像。
And we will still not bow down to your golden statue.
那个时候，王就很生气呀，生气的发抖。
And when the king heard this, he was very angry.
叫人把那个炉火啊加了七倍。
And he told the servant to heat up the furnace 7 times. 叫很强壮的勇士啊，把这三个人把他捆起来，要把他丢到烈火里面去。 And he asked great men of valor to tie up these three people and throw them into the furnace.
哎，那火太大了，这个到窑边啊，那些勇士就被烧死掉了。
And because the fire was so great, the valors, the soldiers that were taking them were burned, died.
这三个人呢，不但火没有办法烧他们，他们反而在这个窑炉当中啊，在那边流血。
However, not only these three friends of Daniel did not die, they were walking in a furnace.
说王看到不只是三个人啊，另外有一个好像神子啊，好像天使一样跟着他们在里面。
And the Bible says that king not only saw three people, but he also saw the fourth person that looks like the Son of God.
后来王才叫他们出来。
And then the God called them out of the
furnace. 后来还高升他们的地位。
And he promoted them.
说从来没有一个神是这样拯救的。
And he said, no God ever saved like this.
所以我们应当啊逃避拜偶像的事情。
Therefore, we need to flee from things related to idolatry.
因为这是魔鬼迷惑人的工具。
Because this is a tool Satan used to confuse people.
当然我们不会去拜那个有形的偶像。
Of course, we know that we will not worship an idol with a form.
但有一些是无形的偶像。
But some idols that's not visible.
所以我们不要把人啊当作我们崇拜的对象。
So we should not have used a man as someone we
worship.
Some people, they use the
把他当作崇拜的对象，这也是拜偶像的行为。
Some people, they follow worship after the famous people.
圣经里面说，有的人呢，尊重儿子，过于尊重神。
And Bible also say that some people respect their son, their children beyond God.
所以看人呢，过于尊重神，就是拜偶像。
So if we treat a man beyond God, that means that we're also worshiping the person.
哥林多的教会啊，他们说啊，我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的。
Some people in the Corinthian church say that I belong to Paul, I belong to Peter.
保罗说啊，你们这样是不对的。
And Paul said to them, "This is wrong."
我保罗算什么？亚波罗算什么？
Who am I and who is Apollo?
我们都是神的仆人呐，只是引导你们相信。
And we are all servants of God who guide you to believe.
我保罗曾经替你们钉十字架吗？ 你们奉我保罗的名字受洗吗？
Have I crucified for you on the cross? Have I were you baptizing my name?
所以我们也不要把教会的圣职人员把它看得过高啊。
So we should not overly treat the holy work in the church.
这是一种塑造偶像的行为。
And because this is a form of idolatry.
那我们工人呢，我们也不要塑造自己。
And as workers, we should also not try to build our image.
所以圣经里面说啊，我们不要以人为夸口。
That's why the Bible says we should not brass man.
我们夸口只有以神与主耶稣为夸口。
The only thing we should brass about is God and Lord Jesus.
所有的工人啊，都是属我们的。
And so we know that the workers belong to us.
啊，都是啊，神的仆人呐，啊，来服侍我们大家的。
And they are the worker from God to serve us.
所以我们不要看重这个，轻视那个。
So we should not look highly up on one and look down on the other.
这是圣经里面很重要的教训。
And this is an important teaching from the Bible.
另外这个不拜，不要拜金牛啊。也就是不要把这个物主的东西啊，看得比神啊更重要。
And also we should not treat material things more important than God.
因为这个物主的东西啊，是神是给我们，是给我们应用的。
Because we know material things are given to us from God for us to use.
所以我们要善用神给我们的钱财跟这些物主的东西。
So we need to manage and use the money and material things
God gives us. 不要把它当作我们的依靠，当作我们的神。
We should not treat them as our God, treat them as our reliance.
我们看马太福音六章二十四节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 24.
马太福音六章啊，二十四节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 24.
马太福音六章二十四节
Matthew 6 verse 24
说一个人不能够侍奉两个主不是恶这个就是爱那个就是重这个或轻那个你们不能够又侍奉神又侍奉马门、啊、马门就是财力
And mammon means wealth
所以一个人、啊、不可以说一方面要侍奉神。
So a person cannot say that he want to serve God.
啊，一方面又把这个财产呢、啊，啊，把它当做跟神一样的地位。
And also place his wealth as in the same position as God.
甚至啊，用这个财力来做依靠，取代神在我们心中的地位。
And sometimes people do it to the point that where they replace God with their wealth in their
heart. 啊，这样都是不对的。
And all these things are wrong.
我们看哥林，看提摩太前书第六章。
Turn to First Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
十七节。
Verse 17.
六章十七节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 17.
你要嘱咐那些啊，今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要倚靠无定的钱财。只要依靠那赫赐百物给我们享用的神，十八节。
18。
所以又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。十九节。
Verse 19。
为自己积存美好的根基啊，预备将来，叫你们持定那真正的生命。这里讲到我们对这个钱财应当有的正确观念。
Here it talks about the correct attitudes we have towards wealth.
所以感谢神啊，神带给我们富足的生活。
So on one hand, we thank God that He provide us with possessions.
所以我们应当感恩呐。
Therefore, we should give thanks.
那当你得到了物主的财物以后，不要把它当作神，当作你的依靠。
However, after we see physical possessions, we should not treat them as God or treat them as our reliance.
所以生命记第八章里面说啊，有的人因为他物足丰富了以后啊，
and that's why in Deuteronomy chapter 8 say that when some people become wealthy,
他就心高气傲，他就说耶和华神是谁啊，我不认识他了。
And they became proud in their heart and say, who is the Lord God? I do not know him.
他说你要知道得不财的力量是神给你的。
And we need to know that the ability to be able to accumulate wealth is from God.
所以我们呢、啊，得到神的祝福以后，我们更要坚定的信靠神。
Therefore, after we see blessings from God, we need to rely on God even more.
说不要依靠那个后世，不要依靠那个无定的钱财。
Here it says that we should not trust in uncertain riches.
因为我们知道这个钱财就是无定的。流来流去的
And we know that the money is uncertain.
会流到你这里来，有时候也会流到别人那里去。
The money will come to you sometimes, but it will also go to others.
啊，但是我们的神是绝对可靠的。
However, our God is we can rely on.
你能够坚定依靠神。
If we can be firm and rely on God.
因为他是赏赐万物给人享用的神。
Then he will bestow rich things on us.
所以雅各说，一切美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐，都是从神那里来的。
That's why Jacob said that all the well, everything comes, all the good comes from God.
所以弟兄们，你不要看错了。
So brothers, do not.
神才是我们真正的依靠跟帮助。
Because God is truly is the one that we can rely on.
所以我们要信靠神，不是依靠那些物质的东西。
So we need to rely on God, but not these material things.
啊，所以神是给我们物质丰富的，我们就要在好事上富足。 我们要在好事上富足，18节。
That's why after God gave us wealthy possessions, we need to be also be rich in
goods. 所以能够行善兼殊啊，然后把我们的财宝积存在天上。
And say that we need to be able to do good things and build us a foundation in heaven. So that we may have a good foundation to receive the eternal life. So we should not worship the golden calf. We should worship God wholeheartedly. Let's sing hymn 389. Hymn 389. And we should not tread the same path they did.
好，我们应当走在正确的蒙恩的道路上面。
We should remain on the path that receives blessings from God.
好，让我们享受今生跟来世神所赐给我们的各样福分。
So we can receive the blessing that enjoy the blessing that God gives us in this life,
in life to come.
And we ask God to bless us.
让我们一生一世都能够在他丰盛的恩典当中。
So in our entire life, we can remain under His grace.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.